Chair, if I may, I know Mr. Potenza has raised his hand, but I will abuse my power of seeing all these things and jump in also because Poland has raised his hand. And if I may just ask a very quick question to Mr. Rosen, I think from the discussion, I think we all understand and we all comprehend that the principle of this is very important, that it has to feed all the way down to who is actually physically keeping, to use an inappropriate term, the rolling stock itself. So who is running it, and as you mentioned, to make sure it is maintained. I think the concern that I'm hearing is not with the concept, it's how it's written and how it's applied within the text itself. So again, I apologize, I'm an economist, I'm not a lawyer, but the concern is how does the debtor ensure that the keeper complies with the rules? And again, as an economist, not as a lawyer, I would suggest that maybe this paragraph should be modified to say something like that the debtor shall ensure that the keeper complies with the rules through some form of a declaration or similar to what is already included in the rules. So agreeing to be bound for the purpose of that contract by the rules. Because I think the issue that we're skirting around is how is this implemented? How is it actually, I use the wrong word, enforced? How do we know that in reality the keeper is actually applying what the debtor has to apply from his obligations? So again, this is only my personal view, but I think it needs to be a bit stronger in that sense to be able to guarantee this insuring. But it's only a personal view, and as Poland first has raised their flag, in the room, and maybe they would like to say something on this too. Thank you.